Many blessings and abundance to everyone. Thank you guys for tuning in to the Asian X Mayat podcast. I just wanted to make my disclaimer. This is all for fair use purposes, entertainment purposes. And it's all up to you, ultimately, to use discernment. And if it makes sense to your common sense and your own reason, then you can apply this information. But it's no way in shape or form trying to impose you to do anything out of your character. You know, this is all about love, abundance, and things of that sort. That's what this is all about. And we're all about solutions to better this world. So I just wanted to make a concrete disclaimer. This is all for fair use, okay? I want everybody to know that. Sincerely, wholeheartedly, peace and love to y'all. Peace, love, and light. Welcome to the Adrian X Mayat podcast. I am your host, Adrian X Mayat. And I want to say, guess who's back? Back again. AD's back. Tell a friend. Guess who's back? 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 Da da da. All right, I'm back with you guys today, and we have a very, very interesting topic today. Today's topic is real men in the four agreements. But you know, before we get into the show, you know I like to preface things before we actually get into the topic at hand. So stay tuned, and I'm going to be playing Gil Scott-Heron, The Revolution Will Not Be Televised. Peace.
You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the shape of a war theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nub. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on the Port from 29th District. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Green Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry Hahn, woman liberationist, and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Key, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with Coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
Welcome back. Welcome back, everyone, to the Adrian X Myatt podcast. And once again, that was Gil Scott-Heron. The revolution will not be televised off his album Pieces of a Man that came out in 1971, which is well over my time, before my time, excuse me. I was born in 1989. I was put on that poem when I was in college as a undergraduate student. So shout out to the professor that put me on that piece, that powerful piece by Gil Scott-Heron. I would like to recite another piece by a very powerful individual as well. His name is Tupac Shakur. Anybody that knows me knows that I absolutely love Tupac Shakur. And this comes out of his book called The Rose That Grew From Concrete. It came out after he passed away or transcended. And this piece by Tupac Shakur is called Sometimes I Cry. Okay. Sometimes when I'm alone, I cry because I'm on my own. The tears I cry are bitter and warm. They flow with life but take no form. I cry because my heart is torn and I find it difficult to carry on. If I had an ear to confide in, I would cry amongst my treasured friends. But who do you know that stops that long to help another carry on? The world moves fast and it would rather pass you by than to stop and see what makes you cry. It's painful and sad, and sometimes I cry, and no one cares about why. So yes, that's another powerful piece by another powerful individual. In addition, I would like to continue to preface this program before we actually get into the topic at hand by stating the following. I set boundaries to respect myself, not to offend anyone. Additionally, when you create the climate in your mind, emotions, and body, then your health, joy, and well-being is taken care of. Thus, wholeheartedly speaking, I don't give a fuck what motherfuckers think because motherfuckers don't think. Now, having said that, what inspired me to do this program called Real Men in the Four Agreements is the program on YouTube called I Am Athlete by Chad Ochocinco and many other notable athletes such as Brandon Marshall and some other people. It was a very powerful segment because these men are supposed to be or looked at or seen by the world as macho machismo men, which, you know, the world expects them not to display emotions and things of that sort because of their profession and what society, you know, the stigma of what it is to be a man. You know, you're not supposed to show emotions and things of that sort. You know, when it comes to men, you know, we're taught to man up and men are not supposed to cry and display emotions. This was instilled in us by our coaches, teammates, friends, and other notable men figures in our lives that pretty much showing emotions is a sign of weakness. And in fact, that is not the case, you know, because in the real world, I mean, we're humans, so we show emotions. It's not girly, it's not cowardly, it's not gay to illustrate emotions, you know. That's not true at all, regardless of what the stigma is or what the status quo is of what it is to be a man. Okay, it's okay to show emotions, but it's not okay to be overly emotional. That there's a huge difference in that, okay? And being strong is a part of dealing with emotions and being able to share what's truly on your mind and heart with your loved ones, friends, and family, because it's key to your liberation, okay? And what I've learned is that when you display emotions, you're one of the strongest people in the room, okay? You know, and crying doesn't make you weak at all. I reiterate, it makes you human and it makes you humane, okay? So when you cry, it just shows you that you have been strong for fucking too damn long, you know? And us men, you know, emotionally neglected men tend to be good listeners, and but at the same time, they're not good at talking, especially about themselves or their emotions. And that really resonated with me, because that podcast, or that program rather, resonated with me. And I encourage everybody to check that out on YouTube. So having said that, one does not own emotion. And when one is owned by emotion, it's a reflection of one's belief that one owns them. Okay? So having said that, you must cut the strings from the puppet master and practice the law of conscious detachment. If you don't know what that is, I'm going to have you do your research and do your own homework on that. And maybe that can be a discussion for a future podcast that I hold with you guys. Okay. So with that being said, I do have some inquiries that I would like to ask the men out there, and for you guys to ponder about these questions. Okay. And thus, I'll answer these questions myself, so I'm not exempt from these questions, all right? So having said that, when was the last time that you told someone that you care or appreciate them, okay? Second question, what is your most irrational fear, okay? Third question, what message of encouragement would you like to send your future self? And the last question, rate yourself from 1 to 10, 10 being the highest, on how well your mental and spiritual health is. So the first question, again, was when was the last time that you told someone that you care or appreciate them? The last time that I spoke to someone and let them know that was about a week ago, when I went to go visit my mother and my younger brother. Me and my mother had a really good talk, a very heartfelt talk. And, you know, we just talked about my childhood. We talked about, you know, how much we loved each other, spent some time together and made some plans to, you know, catch up later for lunch and stuff like that. And and as far as my brother is concerned, you know, me and him spoke briefly and caught up and shook hands and even hugged one another, you know, because I don't really get to see my brother and my mother a lot, but it was nice to see them for that time being, to spend some quality time to catch up on life and other stuff like that. So the second question is, what is your most irrational fear? My most irrational fear, I would say, would be of dying without telling my friends and my family and loved ones how much I care and how much I love them. Because oftentimes people say life is too short, but I don't like to think of life in that way. I would like to say life is very long and prosperous, because I like to speak things into existence, and I know how powerful words can be. Words cast spells. So I like to say that my life is long and prosperous. I reiterate. But like I said, my most irrational fear is just, you know, going out where I felt like I didn't, you know, do enough for my people, or didn't express to my people and my loved ones, you know, that I didn't love them, or I didn't care about them. So I definitely make sure that I tell my teachers and my elders and notable figures in my life that I care about them, because you never know when your time is up. So we want to make sure that we do that. So, and then the next question was, what message of encouragement would you like to send your future self? The message of encouragement that I would like to send my future self is just to let him know that walk like you have a all your ancestors with you, and ignore the naysayers, ignore the distractions, and don't, you know, get too caught up in like the worldly things and being boxed in by what society wants you to think, act, and feel, and just do the best you can. Keep living the Mayat principles and spiritual principles and universal principles. Keep learning, keep studying, keep growing, keep evolving. And like I said, just do your best and never give up, even when times are hard, because life is going to be a bumpy road, but you just got to keep going. And as far as the last one, which is rate yourself from 1 to 10, 10 being the highest, on how well your mental and spiritual health is, I would rate myself, realistically speaking, about a 7.5. And I'll say that because I'm still learning, and then there's always room for improvement. And they say too much pride in your mind or in your heart and your soul leaves no room for wisdom. And always have this motto that I say to myself: a true master is always in learning mode. So with that being said, I know with my mental and spiritual health, it's always room for me to be a better person than what I am the day before yesterday, yesteryear, yestermonth, and all of that. So I'm constantly seeking improvement within myself, okay? Healing myself so I can be able to heal other people that may be going through the same mishaps and trials and tribulations. So yes, moving forward, one thing that life has taught me is that some people are there for you either seasonally or for a lifetime. And some of the people that I really had support and love for personally the most displayed to me to never get too attached. Thus, I really don't give a fuck if you think that I carry myself and it makes me think that I'm better than you. I would say to you, take that shit to your therapist or psychologist. And therapist only means the rapist. So if you go back further in time in slavery, you'll see why therapist or the rapist is why I say that. So do your research on that. And that's a side note, I know. But to get back to the topic, I'm saying, in other words, I want you to go see whoever you're seeing to get better soon. And as a black man, We're not making ourselves small to accommodate anyone's insecurities any longer, because we understand that we are free to choose to do whatever it is necessary by any means necessary. But we also understand we're not free from the consequences of our daily choices. Consequences can be a good thing or a bad thing, and it just all depends on the choices that you make. Okay? So most people in society do not care about black men's struggles, and we're so ostracized because people want to label us toxic masculinity by default because of our daily habits and ways of living that is not fitting to their standards. And they only want to come to the finish line to pick the winners when they were not in fact shooting in the gym with us. So I say all that to say, ignore the naysayers, my black brothers, and continue to be the best version of yourself in the midst of chaos and turmoil. Be that rose that grew from concrete. As an unapologetic, uncompromising, and pro-African man, we are not given any type of sympathy in this world, and our feelings are hardly ever brought to the table when discussing where we are in life. These conversations are imperative and necessary to have, and you need a mutual support group for mental and spiritual checks. And I want to say this to my black brothers, my black Netters, Nagas, Kings, Emperors. Hugging increases levels of the love hormone, oxytocin. A hug for 20 seconds reduces the effects of stress, blood pressure, and heart rate. A hug for 10 seconds per day helps to boost your immune system, ease depression, and reduce fatigue. So break all the hate and negative people in their lies and their traps that they set for you and your people, and replace them with blessings for us. Bless up. And in this program, something led me here. My ancestors led me here. Obatala, Jehudi, Mayotte, Malcolm X, Tupac, Maya Angelou, all of these noteworthy black figures led me here, and they showered me with power, wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and the determination to keep living. I am a knower and doer, and no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Now, having said all that, let's get into the overview of the meanings of the four agreements based on the writings of Don Miguel Ruiz. Okay, the first one is, be impeccable with your word. Speak with integrity. Say only what you mean. Avoid using the word to speak against yourself or gossip about others. Use the power of your word in the direction of truth and love. Impeccable means without sin, and a sin is something you do or believe that goes against yourself. It means not speaking against yourself, to yourself, or to others. It means not rejecting yourself. To be impeccable means to take responsibility for yourself, to not participate in the blame game. Regarding the word, the rules of action, reaction, apply. What you put out energetically will return to you. Proper use of the word creates proper use of energy. Putting out love and gratitude perpetuates the same in the universe. The converse is also true. Impeccability starts at home. Be impeccable with yourself, and that will reflect in your life and your relationships with others. This agreement can help change thousands of other agreements, especially ones that create fear instead of love. The second agreement: don't take anything personally. Nothing others do is because of you. What others say and do is a projection of their own dream. When you are immune to the opinions and actions of others, you won't be the victim of needless suffering. We take things personally when we agree with what others have said. If we didn't agree, the things that others say would not affect us emotionally. If we did not care about what others think about us, their words or behaviors could not affect us. Even if someone yells at you, gossips about you, harms you or yours, it still is not about you. Their actions and words are based on what they believe in their personal dream. Our personal book of law and belief system makes us feel safe. When people have beliefs that are different from our own, we get scared, defend ourselves, and impose our point of view on others. If someone gets angry with us, it is because our belief system is challenging their belief system and they get scared. They need to defend their point of view. Why? Become angry, create conflict, and expend energy arguing when you are aware of this. Number 3, don't make assumptions. Find the courage to ask questions and to express what you really want. Communicate with others as clearly as you can to avoid misunderstandings, sadness, and drama. With just this one agreement, you can completely transform your life. When we make assumptions, it is because we believe we know what others are thinking and feeling. We believe we know their point of view, their dream. We forget that our beliefs are just our point of view based on our belief system and personal experiences and have nothing to do with what others think and feel. We make the assumption that everybody judges us, abuses us, victimizes us, and blames us the way we do ourselves. As a result, we reject ourselves before others have the chance to reject us. When we think this way, it becomes difficult to be ourselves in the world. Take action and be clear to others about what you want and do not want. Do not gossip and make assumptions about things others tell you. Respect other points of view and avoid arguing just to be right. Respect yourself and be honest with yourself. Stop expecting the people around you to know what is in your head. Number 4, always do your best. Your best is going to change from moment to moment. It will be different when you are healthy as opposed to sick. Under any circumstance, simply do your best and you will avoid self-judgment, self-abuse, and regret. Doing your best means enjoying the action without expecting a reward. The pleasure comes from doing what you like in life and having fun, not from how much you get paid. Enjoy the path traveled, and the destination will take care of itself. Living in the moment and releasing the past helps us do the best we can in the moment. It allows us to be fully alive right now, enjoying what is present, not worrying about the past or the future. Have patience with yourself. Take action. Practice forgiveness. If you do your best always, transformation will happen as a matter of course. In conclusion, these are my last remarks to all my beautiful black brothers out there, to all the men out there. You are loved, you are seen, and you are heard. There's always somebody who may share your same experience. You don't have to fall on your own sword when there are noteworthy soldiers around you who will fight the same battle alongside with you. Seek help and get right with yourself. Think, do, and rise higher. Okay? Before we head out, I would like to share my other platforms with you guys. You can check me out on Google Podcasts, Spotify, Breaker, Pocket Casts, and Radio Public, as well as this app, which is Anchor. You can donate on this app, or you can donate on my Cash App, which is ADD1989. And I would encourage you guys to check out Kid Shop Radio Network. They're on Facebook, and they have a Facebook group as well. Check them out. Also check out the People's New Black Panther Party. They have YouTube, they have a Facebook, and if you would like to donate to them as well, it's $People's702. Okay. Check out all my platforms on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Adrian X Myatt. Okay. Please like, share, and subscribe to all of these platforms that we're on. Okay. Please support Black entrepreneurs and businesses is key for us to keep on moving and living out our lives. If you can support all these other big corporations, you can take your time out to support us. It's essential, okay? The time is now, all right? And with that being said, peace, love, and light.